How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. I really appreciate you making yourself available.
Very good. Oh. I am so overjoyed.
Thanks a lot. In general, you know, I'm interested in knowing how the Postal Service really deems someone worthy of a stamp.
Well, we have a Citizens Advisory Committee of very, very notable artists, well-known figures, academics, sport figures, historians, who sit on a panel. And they literally get thousands of recommendations every year from across the country. And what they do is they try to categorize those individuals who have made significant contributions to their field. And they've divided those up into, could be historians, they could be literary figures, they could be politicians. It could be musicians, as in the case of Sarah Vaughan. So it's a very arduous, complex, and as you can imagine, you have so many people who are well-deserved to be on a stamp. So it's quite an honor to be selected.
Do they make a decision by voting? Is it just...
More or less sitting. It's by consensus more than anything else. There's a give and take, and they make recommendations to the Postmaster General, who then generally approves of those recommendations. And then you have to select an artist, and you have someone who's actually going to spend time deciding how to frame the art piece that will be on the stamp. And as in the case of Sarah Vaughan, the artist and the art director decided that they were going to look at photographs, they talk to people, and they try to pick out images that would really capture the essence, in this case of Sarah Vaughan, and her style, the warmth that she conveys, her music. And then they take time and they put it on a stamp. So in this case, it's an oil painting of a photograph that was taken in 1955 by photographer Hugh Bell. And it's just a beautiful image, by the way.
Sarah Vaughan died when she was 66, but she was
yes.
only about 30 or 31, I can't tell, when that image was taken.
Yes.
And, you know, she has this uplifted face, and she's
yes.
kind of deep in song.
Did
Bart Forbes, the artist, did he actually pick that?
There is an art director, Ethel Kessler. Between Bart and Ethel, they look through, you know, thousands of different photographs of Sarah, and they selected this one. So it was their decision. I mean, we certainly give them full license to make whatever artistic decisions they want. And as you said, this is a wonderful photograph of her in her 30s.
What will become of the oil painting? The Postal Service must have commissioned it.
We have arguably some of the largest art collections anywhere in the world. Generally speaking, it's the property of the Postal Service. In this case, you know, I'll have to go back and check. I'm not actually sure exactly what's going to happen with it. It is such a lovely painting that it would be certainly a collector's item.
Have you gotten any feedback on this stamp from her relatives or the jazz community or anyone else so far?
Yes, we've gotten just wonderful feedback. We certainly work with the family in putting together the program, making sure that they are comfortable and agree with the portrait on the stamp. And so they've been overjoyed with her being on the stamp and the portrait and how she's being portrayed.
She's only the seventh music icon.
Yes,
that
that's
I
correct.
See.
Right.
Would you just tell me a little bit about the Music Icon series and why that was only created recently?
Yes. I think, you know, when you look at our stamp series, I think over time it tended to be more historical figures that were put on stamps, and artists didn't really get their due, I think, in our stamp series. And so the decision was made that, look, the artistic contributions of musicians need to be recognized. And so there was a decision which was made by the Citizens Advisory Committee that they needed to focus a little bit more in that respect, and particularly on singers. And so you're right, it's relatively recent that the Music Icon series has put together the stamp series. And so you have people like Ray Charles and Johnny Cash and Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin and Elvis Presley, Lydia Mendoza, all of who have been honored as part of our Music Icon series. And Sarah Vaughan is certainly well-deserved to join that illustrious group.
And because these are forever stamps, unlike, say, the stamp of Benny Goodman or Duke Ellington, will the general public still be able to have access to them over a long period of time?
I mean,
to buy them.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. You know, we've printed millions of these stamps, and the continuation of them depends on, obviously, the demand of the public. So we can reprint if we run out, if there is the demand for them. But there'll be plenty of stamps available.
Well, thank you for talking to me at WRTI. And, you know, the stamp is beautiful. It really is.
It is one of my favorite stamps.
It is.
I love Sarah Vaughan. Had a chance to see her in 1972 at Philharmonic Hall. And this, to me, just captures the essence of the music that I heard that evening. So it's a wonderful experience for me personally.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.